Unit 11. Thanaka, uniquely Myanmar.
Sandar, may I ask a question about Myanmar customs and practices?
Of course you can. Please do.
I am not being impolite, but I am very curious.
Please, feel free to ask.
Why do Myanmar people paint their faces yellow?
What do you mean?
Everywhere I go, I see children, men, women of all ages with yellow paint on their cheeks and foreheads. Who are they trying to hide from?
Mary, no. They are not trying to hide from anyone or anything.
Do they wear it for religious reasons? Is the paint sacred? Does it come in other colors? Is the paint imported from China?
Oh, Mary, you have many questions. First of all, it is not paint. It is Thanaka.
Thanaka?
Would you like to know more?
Thanks. I'd love to.
Thanaka is a tree. The bark is ground on a flat, circular stone with water to get a paste. It is used as a beauty treatment and sometimes medicine.
This is very interesting. Do you know that I am a beauty and cosmetics specialist?
My mother, who is an expert on traditional medicine, taught me that Thanaka helps protect the skin from the sun. Myanmar people who work in the sun smear Thanaka on their faces.
I have also seen young women who do not work outside in the sun with thin, creamy Thanaka spread on their faces. What do you think about women of our age putting Thanaka on their faces?
I think it is a good practice. They are taking care of their skin.
Why do parents put it on the faces of their children?
Thanaka helps protect the children's faces from the sun. It is also soothing to the skin and smells nice. Parents who have children also do this to show their love.
Is Thanaka expensive?
The price depends on which product is used. It can be bought as pieces of wood or ready-made in the form of creams, lotions, cakes, or powders.